Hey freaks, it's Monday, October 27th, 2014. Coming up on the program today, Florida politics is just as ridiculous as you'd expect. Plus, white trash wedding proposals, white girls being sore losers, and Tinder is ruining the sex industry. All this plus your voicemails today on DV.
It's just a fun thing.
Like that look just like a little lipgo.
Ooh, I love it when the boss hit my clit.
I bash his brains against the goddamn radiator.
Bitch, sell crack.
Ma'am, step
Bitch,
back.
Bitch, sell crack.
Step back.
Baby, I just came my face off so hard.
Please, support the United Negro College Fund.
Tim Henson with you back to kick off a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily, America's 194th most popular podcast. Ting! You all suck dick. Look, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there. We're doing okay, but we can always do better. I'm urging you guys to rate us and review us on iTunes. That'll help us in the rankings. How am I going to urge you to do that? Well, I'm going to look at the last three reviews here and award them all Distorted View t-shirts. So that means Old School Skater, who says, I love Timmy Boo and Tim Have My Baby, you've won a t-shirt. Look at this. This review was from September 4th, 2014, well over a month ago. That's the newest review. Embarrassing. You guys are disgraceful. Then Alex82197 says it's the greatest podcast on earth. And of course, Angel of Death 6666. The extra six is for extra evil, says this is the only podcast I listen to. So guys, email me. I can finally get rid of some of these goddamn Cubic Laser Wolf and Florida t-shirts. If you want one, you know what to do. Just rate us and review us on iTunes. I'm not telling you what to say or how many stars to give us. I'm not bribing you to give me good reviews. But if you like the show, I would expect the review to reflect that. All right. This past weekend, I was cleaning my office and my bedroom, and I made a shocking realization. It's actually kind of embarrassing. It's certainly a flaw that I hope to work on, but I have fallen prey to being a victim of nostalgia, and my personal belongings are beginning to reflect that. This is a very dangerous path to go down, and I'm hoping I can warn some of you about this behavior. So if you start to see it in yourself, you'll cut that shit off.
Cut that bitch off!
Exactly. Now, I've noticed that I've been acquiring things from my childhood, thinking that I'm gonna get the same enjoyment out of them as I did when I was a kid. I don't know if this is a telltale sign that I'm depressed or I'm trying to fill something in my life that is missing, but in the past year, I've acquired a Commodore 64 computer off of eBay because that was my very first computer. And when I was purchasing it, I was like, oh my God, this is awesome. I found all these old magazines. And the thing with old computer magazines, like from the 80s and 90s, is that they would have about 20 or 30 pages just full of code, like basic programming code. And you could enter that into your computer. So kids would sit at their computer entering code found in a magazine. And sometimes they're like games or sometimes they're like little calculators or something. And that's what I would do with my time when I was a kid. And for some reason, I thought, this is going to be great. It's going to be a fun way to relax. I'll go through these old magazines, find some interesting programs, program them into my Commodore. That lasted about 5 minutes after I received the Commodore in the mail. I hooked it up, turned it on, realized how shitty technology was back in the 80s and 90s, and I haven't touched it since. Why? I actually said to myself, why did I do this? I've got all this amazing technology. I've got a fucking phone that is 1,000 times more powerful than this huge breadbox-sized monstrosity that can only display 16 colors at once. Yeah, I want to sit down. That's what I want to do with my Sunday. Spend 12 hours entering 500 lines of code just to play tic-tac-toe on an 8-bit computer. And that's assuming you enter all 500 lines correctly, which never happens. You enter one wrong letter or number, and you're fucked. Now you have to go through 500 lines and find the error. Because there's no error detection or debugging programs. The debugging is you going through line by line, looking at the magazine, looking at the monitor, looking at the magazine, looking at the monitor. It was excruciating. There's 700 tic-tac-toe games in the App Store. No reason to put myself through this, except for the fact that, you know, I was longing for that feeling, I guess, when I first discovered the Commodore 64. It was given to me by my parents or whatever. So then I got all these shitty DVDs of cartoons from my childhood, like The Legend of Zelda or Dungeons & Dragons or Robotech. They're all awful. The artwork is horrendous. It was like the cheapest animation $500 could get you. Like, there was one semi-talented cartoonist on staff. He did all the sketches. Then they were sent off to Taiwan, and they had some mentally retarded people tracing and coloring. I also have, like, a Nintendo. I started collecting 8-bit Nintendo video games. I could just use the emulator, but I thought, no. I want to use the actual controller and the actual cartridges. That'll make the games more entertaining. Because I tried playing these shitty games on the emulator, and I realized these aren't fun. They're not as great as I remembered. Maybe the problem is I'm not completing the experience by using the actual games and the actual controllers. So now I got those cluttering my room. I also have a Krang action figure from the 1980s Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, still in its package. Oh, I had big plans for Krang. He and the Technodrome would rise again. They reissued some of the old action figures, and I had to buy Krang because he's my favorite. And now I don't know what to do with them. Why did I buy this? Why did I spend the $8 on Krang? So I'm telling you guys this for a reason. Nothing is ever as good as you remember it. Don't look back. Never look back. Always forge ahead. And try not to think about the good times. Because the good times were never that great. You're fooling yourself. You're delusional. Life was, is, and always will be the worst. We just pretend and we focus on the good things so we don't fucking kill ourselves. You know, if all we remembered were horrible things from the past and saw how shitty the outlook for the future is, well, we'd all just be fucking blowing our brains out. Civilization would end because we'd all just commit mass suicide. It's okay to look fondly back at your childhood. Just don't try to relive it. Don't buy Commodore 64s or Nintendos or watch cartoons from your childhood. You'll just end up more depressed. Just a little helpful hint from your friend Tim Henson, host of the comedy podcast Distorted View. Kind of been a depressing few minutes. Now I know why we're not number one in the comedy section. All right, I've got a bunch of audio to share with you, thank God. First up, this will cheer us up. A wedding proposal. Let's see how the white trash do.
Been there for me. Ever just helping me get out of my fucking situation on my ex fucking psycho ass bitches, you know?
Aw, it's always nice to bring up your exes when proposing to your girlfriend. Also referring to them as psycho-ass bitches. And referring to your situation. That's something white trash people like to say. Thank you for getting me through my situation. I've been going through a situation. I've been going through some major stuff right now. Thank you. Thank you for helping me through it.
Been there for me. Ever just helping my... Me, yeah. Get out of my fucking situation on my ex fucking cycle.
Bumbling and stumbling through this proposal.
As bitches, you know?
God, every second of this clip is fascinating. Like, the girl being proposed to is just going... she don't, I don't think she wants to be here.
Get out of my fucking situation on my ex fucking cycle as bitches, you know?
Awesome.
Love you. I knew you ever since fucking high school. Even though...
Junior high.
Well, junior high and high school, you know, don't get pissed at me because I dated your fucking ex best friend, you know? I really don't give a fuck.
Well, you may not give a fuck that you had sex with her best friend, but she probably does.
High school, you know, don't get pissed at me because I dated your fucking ex.
Don't get pissed at me because I did your fucking ex. This is the worst wedding proposal ever. I hope this isn't the first she's hearing about this.
Best friend, you know? I really don't give a fuck, you know? I'll still be there for your kids and glad you're in.
What?
No. I love you. Are you married?
Well, that was it. I love you. Will you marry me? What do you think she's going to say? Is she as wasted as him? She is fat. He is skinny. They make a great-looking white trash couple. Yet she might have some sense under the layers and layers of floppy, saggy Snorlax skin. Time's up. Let's hear her response.
Yes.
And then they make out.
Junior, you know what to do. Tupac it up.
I'm not entirely sure what that means, but I think he's asking Junior to shoot him. His buzz must be wearing off. What the fuck did I just do? Quick, Tupac me! Moving on now. I know I'm a little late to this, but I don't really follow Florida politics. I should start. Because just like every other aspect of Florida, the politics are fucking crazy. Recently, there was a debate between the governor, Rick Scott, and the Democratic challenger, Charlie Crist. Now, Charlie Crist, this is insane. If you guys haven't heard about this, this is crazy. Charlie Crist put a little fan, like, you know, a fan that blows air, at the bottom of his podium, pointing upward, to cool him off. And that pissed Rick Scott off so much, he refused to debate. He wouldn't even come out on stage. It's the nuttiest thing, and apparently in the rules it said you can't have any electronic devices hiding underneath the podium. And that's, you know, so people don't cheat. You gotta have some sort of communication device or something down there feeding them lines. I don't think they were really talking about, you know, fans. All right, take a listen. This is the weirdest debate I've ever heard.
And right now we want to take a shot of the stage here at Bailey Hall in Broward County. And as you can see, the two candidates who were invited to take part in this debate right now are not stepping up on the stage.
They're both being crybabies.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an extremely peculiar situation right now.
For Florida, it's probably not that peculiar.
Governor Charlie Crist.
All right, so Charlie Crist appears, but Rick Scott is still nowhere to be found.
Florida Governor Rick Scott. Our incumbent governor and the Republican candidate for governor is also in the building. Governor Rick Scott, we have been told that Governor Scott will not be participating in this debate. Now, let me explain what this is all about. Governor Crist has asked to have a fan, a small fan, placed underneath his podium. The rules of the debate that I was shown by the Scott campaign say that there should be no fan. Somehow there is a fan there, and for that reason, ladies and gentlemen, I am being told that Governor Scott
really
will not join us for this debate.
Yeah, I believe the actual wording, it doesn't specifically say fan. I think the wording is electronics. And while a fan does run on electricity, I don't know if I would call it electronic. And I guess it takes like 7 or 8 minutes before Rick Scott actually does appear.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a debate. Rosemary Goodrow, I don't know, what can we say?
Well,
that's the ultimate pleading on the fifth I've ever heard
in my life.
What? Yeah, it is.
No, I'm not.
I'm sad the people
of
Florida are going to get to hear
we're not asking you a question.
Future.
We're not asking a question of Governor Crist. I'm asking Rosemary about the situation that we have find ourselves in.
Governor
yeah,
Crist, do the rules of the debate say that there should be no fan?
Not that I'm aware of.
So the rules that the Scott campaign just showed us that says that no electronics can be used.
Are we really
going to
debate about a fan? Or are we going to talk about education and the environment?
Now, you can take this one of two ways. First of all, Rick Scott's being a big baby because it is just a fucking fan, right? BFD. But, you know, you're supposed to follow the rules, you know? And this guy, Charlie Crist, is not following the rules.
And the future of our state. I mean, really.
Meanwhile, you can hear, if you listen closely, you can hear the fan hitting up against his microphone, which is probably why they didn't want fans pointed at the microphone.
About a fan? Are we going to talk about education and the environment and the future of our state? I mean, really.
You hear that on his microphone? It's like wind is blowing past it.
There are serious issues facing our state, and it's like funding education appropriately, protecting our environment.
I love that you can hear his fan.
Making sure we have ethical, honest leadership.
Governor.
I mean, if he's...
I have a feeling that this Crist guy knew that he wasn't supposed to bring this fan. But he's trying to make Rick Scott look like an asshole. And he succeeds, by the way.
Give it to
you hear the audience eating this shit up. Like, I feel like we, you know, it's important to have this debate. And now we're talking about a fan? This is ridiculous.
Take it.
We should be talking about unemployment and blah, blah, blah.
This is not a platform for one candidate.
Right.
We're hoping that Governor Scott will join us on the stage.
Well,
and I am
great.
Told that Governor Scott will join us on the stage. In all fairness...
He's done crying. He's done pouting in his dressing room.
To Governor Scott, I was shown a copy of the rules that they showed me that said there would be no fans on the podium.
I mean, if you can't follow these simple rules... All right, eventually, 6 or 7 minutes in... Rick Scott appears.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has to be the most unique beginning to any debate.
I don't think we'll forget.
Not only in Florida, but I think anywhere in the country.
That's right, Florida. Say it with me.
Jeopardy, hear me now.
Florida is our most popular state. Praise be to the Lord.
We prove it time and time again. So, like, I don't know. I feel like this Charlie Crist guy is just an asshole. Rick Scott, though, comes off as a complete moron. You guys really should watch the debate. It's kind of entertaining. Like, this Rick Scott guy can't really form words. He kind of sounds drunk. They ask about the fan later on during the lightning round in the debate.
Governor Scott, Governor Crist, now we're going to have a lightning round with some shorter Ooh. Questions. You have 20 seconds to answer the question. I'll ask you, Governor Crist, then I'll ask Governor Scott a different question. And the first question I want to ask you, Governor Crist, is...
One Direction or Jonas Brothers?
Why did you insist on bringing a fan here when your campaign knew this would be a contentious issue?
Why not? You know, is there anything wrong with being comfortable? I don't think there
got
is.
Got a bad case of swamp ass. Are you happy? Is that what you want me to say? Got some fucking bat wings happening under my pants here.
Having compassion with other people.
Fucking Florida. It's all sticky and gross.
We did fine.
Follow the rules.
Thank you, Elliot.
And Governor Scott, why the delay in coming out over a fan?
Well, I waited until we figured out if he was going to show up. He said he wasn't going to come to the...
Fucking bullshit. Ah, we weren't sure he was going to show. What? We didn't even know the debate was starting.
He said he was going to come to the debate. So why come out until he's ready?
All this over a fucking fan. Later on, Rick Scott further embarrasses himself trying to speak Spanish.
I thank my daughters and for being such great members of our family. 4 years ago, my mom was...
Thank you, children, for being such great members of the family. Like, even when he's talking about his family, he's acting like a politician. My children and my wife have been very valuable to me in the state of Florida.
Embarrassingly called me a good boy, and I ran on campaign...
Wait, what the fuck is he talking about? Good boy?
For being such great members of our family. 4 years ago, my mom was embarrassingly called me a good boy, and I ran on campaign to get her state back to work.
What the fuck was he... His mom called him a good boy. So vote for me.
Members of our family. 4 years ago, my mom was embarrassingly calling me a good boy, and I ran on a campaign to get our state back to work. 700,000 jobs over 7 years. We're on a roll. It's an honor being your governor. It's a great honor. I would love to get your vote. I'll tell you, I'll do everything I can to make sure this is the state that you can live your version of the American dream. Es un honor. Ser su gobernador, le pido su voto para seguir trabajando para ser de la Florida el mejor lugar para vivir el sueño americano. Sigamos trabajando. Muchas gracias.
That's pretty much what it sounded like. Excuse me. I'm speaking in tongues to my African constituents.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thinking I need to move to Florida. Get inside the belly of the beast. All right, finally, before we get into news, got a clip here of a sore loser. This girl was watching the LSU game, and I don't know what game that was. LSU is Louisiana State University. I'm guessing it's football. Anyway, she's very upset.
I'm over my everyone.
She's madder than fish grease.
Yeah, Mom.
There she is.
I hate them. I hate LSU.
God, she slammed the milk bottle down, but the cap wasn't on the milk. The milk went flying everywhere. Milky, milky.
I hate them.
Ba, 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 la. Ba, 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 la.
Get the fuck away from me!
Life is pretty hard.
Robert, they're my wife. They're my wife.
Well, you picked a shitty team to be your life. Also, you have to clean up all that milk you spilled. On top of it all, I gotta clean milk off the floor.
I'm begging Jordan of everything on milk. Give me my goddamn and get the fuck away from me. Get away from me.
I bet you she doesn't even understand football.
You detect me.
Get a selfie with me.
I don't want a selfie.
Go Tigers. Go Tigers.
Okay,
I think we've heard enough. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Sideshow sign up. That's our member site. Get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, and video casts. Did a weekend show yesterday. Have an extended program tomorrow. Sign up right now so you don't miss a thing. SuperFreakSideshow.com. It is very inexpensive. It's only $6.99 a month. Pay even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Go to SuperFreakSideshow.com right now. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, the internet ruined the porn industry, because no one's paying for porn anymore. It's all free on Pornhub and YouPorn and XTube. Now prostitution has been destroyed. Same reasoning. Why pay for something when you can get it for free? There are apps like Tinder, Grindr, JDate, Fugface, Plenty of Chins, Pause Cupid, something for everyone. So many dating apps out there. By the way, if Plenty of Chins is not a registered domain yet, someone snatch that up. It's a brilliant dating site for plus-size individuals. There's got to be Pause Cupid. Let me search for Pause Cupid right now. Sweet Christ, it's real. Yes, PauseCupid.com is the best site for STD singles and friends to start friendships and romance. Over 400 million scabby infected people are afflicted with herpes, HPV, HIV, or any other STD in the world. Are you one of them? If so, sign up for free! PosCupid.com is a service of positive singles. Stay positive, as if you fucking have a choice. You know what I mean? Like, once you're pause, there's kind of no going back. All right, so prostitutes are facing a shortage of clients as the rapid rise of hookup smartphone apps such as Tinder erode the market for paid sex. New Zealand Prostitutes Collective National Coordinator Catherine Healy, I didn't realize they were that organized over there, said the most common complaint both here and globally was lack of work. In part, that was a result of the rise of online dating websites where people could find casual sex for free. In the last 15 years, it feels like maybe the number of commercial sex encounters are in competition with those sites. The problem is, you know, prostitutes consider themselves to be professionals, but there's no accreditation process. You're just some bitch charging for her snatch. You know, the free broads on Tinder are probably better looking, and if not, you can just swipe them away. Most likely, they also haven't had five other guys come inside of them today, either. You're not going to be dipping your cock in a pool of cum. And again, it's free. That's a big plus. Many years ago on this show, before it was even a podcast, I thought it would be smart to have a school for prostitutes to go to become prostitutes. I knew this day would inevitably come, and the prostitutes have to somehow up their game to justify the prices they charge. And that's how the Queefton School of Horinary Arts was formed.
Are you sick and tired of working at the same boring, low-paying job?
Uh-huh.
Looking for a job that's fun and exciting?
Uh-huh.
Are you a people person who enjoys hands-on projects?
Uh-huh.
Could you lick a man's anus while accepting the non-business end of a broomstick into your body?
Wait. You did say non-business end, right? Okay, yeah.
You could be looking at a rewarding career in prostitution. Work only the hours you want. Live like you've always wanted to. Meet interesting and exotic people. Work from your home, or theirs, or a street corner, or the dirty bathroom of a 7-Eleven. I know what you're asking.
But how do I get started?
That's easy. Enroll today in the Queefton School of Horinary Arts.
What is the Queefton School of Horinary Arts?
Here's the president of Queefton, Marvin Lundberger, to tell you more about the school.
The Queefton School of Horinary Arts was established in 1935 by Estelle Chesterfield. The first graduating class went on to please over 1 million men, 500 women, with Mr. Crackers, a circus chip who, quote, fell in there by accident. Since then, Queefton has produced some of the most successful prostitutes to date. Here's one of our original graduates of Queefton to tell you more.
Let me tell you something. My days at Queefton were some of the best. I've lost just about everything. My good looks. My ability to give mind-blowing oral sex. And my memories have all but faded. The only thing that I have to remind me of my days at Queefton is my extremely loose vagina. You know, sometimes when I'm walking in the park on a windy day, I can hear those lips flapping between my legs. It makes me long for the days of Queefton.
As the president of the Queefton School of Horinary Arts, let me extend my invitation to you. When you become a student of Queefton, you don't just become a prostitute, you'll become a prostitute. That's the Queefton difference.
Show is. Tinder does not reveal user numbers, but said globally, people swipe through 1.2 billion profiles every day. No need for hookers when whores online are giving it away for free. Ta-da! Second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Oh, hasn't Florida already been through enough today?
Shout out to Timmy Boo of distortedview.com from Florida, our most fucked up state.
Thank you very much. An atheist group plans to distribute at several public high schools in Florida pamphlets that depict a cartoon Bible sexually assaulting a woman. The Freedom From Religion Foundation, or FFRF, intends to hand out the pamphlets titled An X-Rated Book. sex and obscenity in the Bible to protest the decision by Orange County Public Schools to allow outside religious groups to take part in the National Religious Freedom Day. Isn't that the one where Satanists were going to participate as well? It's a fucking free-for-all now. Sounds like an awesome day. I wouldn't miss that for the world if I was down there in Florida. You got the Christians butting heads with Satanists, and both of them are getting in fights with the atheists. The Satanists are going to be, like, passing out devil dildos. The Christians will be passing out Bibles. And now the atheists are, I don't know, giving out some sort of pornographic book. The groups will be allowed to passively distribute Bibles and other approved literature to students during the January 16th event, which previously drew a protest by the Satanic Temple. I think if you look at the content of the brochure and what is actually in the Bible, and some of the things that are in the Bible in terms of sex, and compare that to the cover of the pamphlet, the cover's pretty tame compared to anything that's in the Bible, said Andrew Siddell, an attorney for the FFRF. The pamphlet highlights biblical passage about sex, nudity, and circumcision that FFRF considers obscene, and its cover depicts a Bible with a human face, arms, and legs reaching under the dress of a woman who's screaming and attempting to escape. No means amen. As if that's not enough, the atheist group has to take it one step further by passing out previously banned pamphlets about abortion and other topics that school officials say show, quote, God is hateful, arrogant, sexist, and cruel. The group's going to distribute copies of Jesus is Dead by Robert Price, which school officials previously prohibited as not age-appropriate. A judge ruled in August that OCPS, which is the Orange County Public Schools, they must allow atheist groups to pass out materials if religious groups could, and the Satanic Temple flooded schools with child-friendly satanic lesson books. Oh, that was the coloring book, which you can still download if you're Sideshow members. There's fun activities like mazes, there's a Sudoku, I think they call it a Satan coup, I don't know. All right, final story we have for you today. By the way, the Satan coup was way too easy. All of the boxes were sixes. Wah, wah, Satan away. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from Jamaica.
Ooh, one of my listeners on the internet, Timmy Boo, was a little bit down a while ago, you know, but says this song has lift him up. You know? Yeah, the one same feel like the Lord is with him now, you know.
Thank you. I think that's the only song they play on that Jamaican radio station because they were coming out of Don't Worry, Be Happy. And then he starts talking about me and they start the song back up again. Maybe we should give them our version of Don't Worry, Be Happy. Be nice for a little variety. 43-year-old Kevin Pert from Birmingham, England was before the court on charges of possession of, dealing in, and attempting to export half a pound of cocaine. He was remanded until November 3rd, when he will be brought back for sentencing. The court was told that on October 17th at approximately 3:10 p.m., Pert was preparing to board a flight to Birmingham at the Sangster International Airport when an officer on duty noticed he was behaving suspiciously. Doing the ass waddle, poor guy had a sore anus. Pert was taken to an interview room where he admitted to pushing 27 packages of cocaine into his anus. He was taken to another room where he subsequently passed out the packages. And when cautioned by the officer, he reportedly said, "I'm not dealing." He was then arrested and charged. "I'm a smuggler. I'm not a dealer." "Why did you do this, sir?" Resident Magistrate Carolyn Ty asked Pert after the circumstances of the case were outlined. "It was one time. I took a chance, and it won't happen again." Primarily because you're going to be behind bars. "How much were you going to get for this?" He said, 743 Jamaican thousand pound dollars. What? Let's see if Siri can convert whatever the fuck I just said. "Hey Siri, convert 743 Jamaican thousand pounds in British money to American currency."
"Checking. Here's what I found on the web for convert 743 Jamaican thousand pounds in British money to American currency."
It's directing me to a website, youareafucktard.com. Oh, okay. That's enough, Siri. Thank you. It's actually 4,000 British pounds, which is 743,000 Jamaican money units. Your fingerprints will be taken today. You will be brought back here on November 3rd, said resident magistrate Ty, before Pert was eventually taken back into custody. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday as we stumble to the finish line. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, love to hear from you guys. If you've never called into the voicemail line, it's a very easy number to remember, 206-666-4463. That information, along with our P.O. box, is listed on our show notes every single day. Also, there's a link to adamandeve.com. Get an amazing deal using coupon code FREAK or DV. Get 10 free gifts, including free shipping. Get yourself a new dildo. You deserve it.
Timmy, you brilliant idiot. You were complaining on the October 13th show about the Chipotle Bowl.
Oh, man. Everyone is calling in about this Chipotle. Yesterday on the Sunday show, I think the majority of the voicemails were about that.
Which gets all soggy. And the lid, which is aluminum foil, which doesn't get soggy. So as soon as you get the bowl, turn it upside down.
But the thing is, the top is a lot smaller than the bottom, and I think you're still going to get side seepage.
Ride home. And that way, everything's...
That sounds disgusting. That sounds like a medical problem.
Stays in the aluminum foil lid.
Suffering from side seepage.
Which is now on the bottom. And the top.
Yeah, I mean, I know. Well, it won't soak through the bottom at that point, but I don't know. I don't know about that idea.
Hey, boo. It's me. I'm just calling you up because this past episode, the 16th, pretty damn good.
Thank you.
Pretty damn good. And
I don't remember that particular show, but I'll take your word for it.
Another thing, whenever I've been trolling through the internet and Encyclopedia Dramatica, I found that there's actually a whole chan devoted to Virgins with Rage or like Forever Virgins or Neats, as you would call them, or people who just won't leave the house.
I mean, have you found YouTube videos of this? Because I would love to play that on my show.
Versions, and it's a troubling thing because it's literally a whole chan filled with neckbears.
Yeah.
Neckbears that have no lives. Look it up on Encyclopedia Dramatica or just do a Google search for Wizard Chan. All right, boo.
All right.
Take it easy. Later.
I understood a portion of what he was saying.
Tim, answering your call for more freaks to call in. Calling from Fort Benning, Georgia. You're in bed freaking the Officer Armor Corps. Hey,
nice.
Just wanted to call the knowing your freak moment. I reading a story to my kid about Bert and Ernie. Doesn't matter the whole plot, but one of the lines is Ernie handed over his buttons to Bert, and Bert looked longingly at the buttons. And I couldn't help but think of one of my favorite fantastic stories of the Ernie and Bert porn.
Oh.
So, reading my kid...
We did Bert and Ernie porn here on TV? That doesn't surprise me. Maybe tomorrow, if we do a Best of Sextastic Tuesday, I will play that one.
Yeah, about that. That was pretty amazing. Have a good one, Tim.
Buttons. All right, thank you very much. And finally...
Hey, Tim. I mentioned this calling because I emailed you about something a little while ago, and you never responded. You ignored me because you hate me, but it's okay.
No, that's not it at all.
A lot of people do. And
probably you wanted something from me.
I think it would be a good idea. Maybe it's just me. But if you sold maybe like autographed pictures of yourself in the shop, that would be kind of funny. Like maybe pose kind of stupid.
Did I ever tell you guys when I was trying to get a job? I'm sure I've told this story many times. When I was trying to get a job with XM Radio before Sirius and XM combined, I sent off some demo stuff to Sirius and XM. And first XM responded. And they wanted me to do like a little demo show, which I did, and it was awful. But along with, I thought it would be funny if I sent like a Hollywood style headshot, you know, and gave them an autograph, you know, just me being a dumbass. So I found like the worst picture of like this grandmother who went to Glamour Shots and got one of those Glamour Shots. And I, you know, wrote a little autograph there. I printed out like a black and white headshot and I sent it off. And that's why you never heard me on XM. Satellite radio. I thought it was kind of funny. Sirius got back to me. I don't know if I pulled that stunt with Sirius, but we all know how that turned out, too.
Before, like a little baby angel resting your little head in your hands, looking all cute.
Yeah, if someone could do that. I mean, there are a lot of pictures of me floating around the internet. Plus, there's like videos and shit. If you could just take my head and post it on some sort of ridiculous... Just Photoshop me and then send me the picture. Then I'll make some printouts and sell them and... It's a quick way for me to earn some cash. I'd be happy to autograph those. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it oh God?
Bedeske in Lindungunglendala Vugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugugug
iTunes, you might just win a t-shirt. I think we've tried this in the past, and I probably have forgotten to send out the t-shirt. So if you want a t-shirt in the past, you could also email me. But please, rate us and review us on iTunes. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody! Still unsure if you'd like to become a student of Queefton?
Uh-huh.
Let's take a look at Queefton's curriculum. Maybe that'll help you make up your mind. What have we stumbled upon here? Why, it's Orgasm 290, an upper-level course designed to hone in on the subtleties of female orgasms. Class, what is Candy doing wrong?
It needs to be louder.
Yeah, it needs to be louder, more intense.
Okay, Candy, try again. That a girl. I think she's got it. Here at Queefton, all of the classes are taught by leaders in their respected fields. Professor Lacey Shoes, star of over 313 adult motion pictures, heads up the double anal department of Queefton. Inductee of the International Hall of Hooking, Carrie Ann Icepack teaches gangbang theory. And a rotating lineup of random gay men picked off the streets teach practical blowjobbing. Does everyone have their cucumbers picked up? Oh, Becky, god damn it, that's huge. Even I wouldn't bottom for that thing. Go pick up a smaller one. Christ. Give yourself lockjaw or something. At Queefton, you can major in any one of the following. Double vaginal, double anal. Doggy style. Snowballing. The churning of the cream. Bondage. Water sports. Bukkake. Chili dogs. Or get your associate's degree in business management or accounting. So, have you made up your mind?
Uh-huh.
Are you coming to Queefton?
Uh-huh.
Good girl. We hope you two will join us at the Queefton School of Horinary Arts. Call today for your free pamphlet entitled Opening the Doors of Opportunity and Your Legs, Sleeping with Strangers for Fun and Profit.
This was a paid advertisement for the Queefton School of Horinary Arts. Come to Queefton and have a whore lot of fun.